previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
What do the city of Johannesburg and Absa Bank have in common? Answer, they both go through top executives at an alarming rate. Jersey, as you may have noticed, is on to its ninth mayor in 9 years, but Absa's playing catch-up. It's now looking for its seventh CEO in 7 years. This follows the perhaps unsurprising announcement that the incumbent, Arie Rautenbach, has called it a day and decided to opt for early retirement. The marketplace had been abuzz with rumours that Rautenbach had lost the support of his executive team. He'll be replaced on an interim basis by Charles Rousson, who becomes Absa's sixth group CEO on either an acting or permanent basis since 2019. Contrast this with Mike Brown at the helm of Nedbank for 14 years until his retirement earlier this year, or Sim Tshabalala in the hot seat at Standard Bank for 10 years. News of Rautenbach's exit coincided with Absa's interim results. Despite a drop in profit, it has maintained its dividend at the same level as last year. Investors also welcomed Rautenbach's departure. At the bell, Absa's share was up 4.7%. No such cheer for MTN, which has taken a 14 billion rand negative profit swing in its half year to end June. Much of that has to do with a steep fall in the value of the Nigerian naira, but also less growth in South Africa than anticipated due to inflation and our tough economy. Overall, MTN's booked a 9.7 billion rand loss for the 6 months, its first loss since 2016. No interim dividend, which is standard for this company, but it's guiding towards an unchanged 3 rand 30 per share at dividend 6 months from now. Yet another South African casualty in Nigeria? Well, MTN share up 1.8% at the bell. One company that has had to cut its half-year dividend, coal miner Thungela Resources. The payout is down by 80% to just 2 rand from 10 rand previously. Thungela's interim earnings have more than halved with energy prices in many parts of the world falling. For the JSE, another record high. The All Share is up 1.2% at the bell last evening, the top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE up 0.5%, while in New York, the Dow up 0.6%, the S&P 500 1%, the Nasdaq up 1.4%. Tokyo this morning up 2.1%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney up 0.1%. The US dollar easier at 1.11 to the euro. The rand's also pulled back slightly, 17.74 to the dollar, 19.65 to the euro, 23.02 to sterling. Gold at 2,501, platinum 959, Bitcoin up 3.7% to just over 60,600, and Brent crude oil just over $77 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.